Hello and welcome to the Torah Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Aviva Orlian and today we will be continuing with our study of Tehillim. We are on Perek Ayin He 75. The past two prakim that we have studied together spoke about the exile and the suffering and the questions of when the redemption will occur. This Perek is a continuation of that theme, and according to Radak, it's a song about Kibbutz Galus, the ingathering of the exiles that will be part of the process of the final redemption, of the coming of Mashiach. But even though the topic is Geula, the tone in the beginning is really not a celebratory one, but almost an anxious tone, where Asaf is praying for Hashem's protection. But then it transitions to a mood of hope and confidence, almost like a rallying cry, as Asaf testifies to the assurance that our enemies will be punished measure for measure. But it begins with a supplication for protection. And this is because before the actual Geula will occur, there will be challenging times. It'll be a tumultuous time. People may be in danger, and therefore this is a prayer for Hashem to provide divine protection at the final stages of Geulas. But the unique part about this quote-unquote prayer is that the Meshorer is giving us a window into the response of Hashem. It's almost a give and take. Now, aside from looking at this perek as applying to a specific time period, these words apply throughout every time period when we speak of justice being meted out. Rashi looks at many of the verses here as representing very specific times in our history. Additionally, as you look at the words of this perek, you may see parallels to Tefillas Chana, some really beautiful parallels, which we will actually not delve into that deeply at all today, but it's good to keep in mind since you may hear some familiar rings. So let's begin. Pasuk Aleph, L'menatzeach al tashches mizmar la'asaf shir, to the conductor, do not destroy your people, and please provide protection during the precarious period before the final redemption. Mizmar la'asaf shir, a song by Asaf sung with musical accompaniment. Perhaps we can add that we should consider that the time period before the final redemption may pose physical threats as well as spiritual threats. It is said that we are very close to the redemption. There's upheaval in our very recent history with the Holocaust. We encountered, obviously, lots of physical harm, and now we encounter anti-Semitism. But aside from the physical threat, our people are also sucked into the isms of the day and may fall prey to foreign ideals, which very much have infiltrated our homes with regard to overall morality and the family values. As Rav Hirsch states, quote, Asaf sees the menacing threat that the world will succumb to the spiritual, moral, and social corruption unless God intervenes, unquote. And this leads him to cry out, Al tashches, protect us from the physical as well as the moral threats, where the boundaries between right and wrong have become so blurred. And that in itself can create destruction from within. We continue to Pasuk Beis 2. Hodinu lecha Elokim, hodinu v'karov shimrecha. In the past, we have thanked you, Hashem, for all of your wonders, and your name was close to us. Sipru nifla osecha. They, the nations of the world, not siparnu, not we told, but we told in addition to sipru, they, the nations of the world told of your wonders. As we say in Az Yashir, Shemu Amim Yirgazun, Chilachaz Yoshvei Pleshes. The nations of the world heard and they trembled, and fear gripped the people in living, the Plishti people. In Sefer Yehoshua Perek Beis, as the Jewish people were on the cusp of entering the land, Rachav tells the spies that everyone knows of God's greatness. Yadati ki nasan Hashem lachem es haaretz. I know that God has given you the land. V'chi nafla imaschem imaschem aleinu. And your fear has fallen upon us. Why? Ki shamanu es asher hovish Hashem es meyamsuf mipneichem. Because we heard how Hashem dried up the waters of the Yamsuf. Sipru nifla osecha, the whole world knew of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So Asaf, as the Shalich Tzibor, is praying on behalf of the Jewish nation. He is praying on behalf of me, on behalf of you, all those who say this parak of Tehillim, that we hope for the day when more miracles and wonders will occur, so that the people will once again speak in wonderment about God's protection of the Jewish people. In the past, Hodinu l'chalokim, we thanked you, and Sipru nifla osecha, and the world told of your greatness. We want that situation to occur now. We want it to occur with the ingathering of exiles and the Geula. Pasuk Gimel 3. Asaf speaks in God's words. Hashem now is responding to what we have just said. We want to speak of your wonders. We want the final redemption to occur. So Hashem says, yes, ki akach moed. Indeed, there will come a time when I will ingather the exiles and the Geula will come. Anime sharim eshpot, and I will judge with fairness and equity. And he continues in Pasuk Dalid 4, Nemogim eretz v'chol yoshveha, earth and all of its inhabitants will melt in fear, but do not fear the upheaval that will befall the Rishaim, the evildoers, because when that occurs, there will be no doubt, says the Radak, that Anochi tikanti amudeha sela. It will be no doubt that I establish and strengthen the pillars of the world. The world will acknowledge that God created the world. Amudeha, therefore, can refer to the world itself, that God has strengthened, Hashem has created the pillars of the world. Or we can turn that kaleidoscope of the Meshorer and imply multiple layers of meaning. As the Me'am Lois points out beautifully, that when places of the earth that are full of sin and corruption will be destroyed, Anochi tikanti amudeha sela, I will firmly strengthen her supports, namely the supports of the land of Israel, of Eretz Yisrael, which is a pillar of the world. And similarly, the whole world will be in turmoil and morality will appear to melt and disappear. But those people that resisted the corruption will be strengthened. Amudeha, its pillars can refer to the foundation of the world, which really are the righteous people who lend support to the world by upholding and maintaining their sanctity. Pasuk He, now Asaf continues. He is speaking now. Amarti laholalim al taholu. When I hear this and when I think about what Hashem will respond to me, that God will ultimately uphold the pillars of the world and that the world will recognize that God created the world, now I say to all of those wicked people, Amarti laholalim al taholu. I say to the wicked and to the sinners, don't continue with the acts of wickedness. Ulurishaim alta rimukaren, do not, and to the evil people, I say to them, do not raise your horn. Do not continue your wickedness by acting aggressively, so that Karen can be a symbol of aggression. It could also be a symbol of haughtiness. And he continues in Pasuk Vav, alta rimulam arom karnachem, tedabru vatzavar asak. Do not continue to raise your horn towards the heavens and speak with such harshness and arrogance and chutzpah. The imagery here is a horn of an animal that after he has taken out his prey, he lifts his horn proudly. And Pasuk Zion 7 continues with this idea and asks the question, why should the Rishaim cease in their arrogance? Why should the family of terrorists stop celebrating at the murder of innocent civilians, men, women, and children? Why should the brutal Nazis, why should they have stopped celebrating and listening to that beautiful music being played while 6 million Jews perished at their beastly hands? Because in God's world, who sees the complete, the multidimensional panorama of history, as Pasuk Zion will attest to, ki lo mimotza umima'arav, velo mimidbar harim, because man's victory and success does not come from the east, mimotza'a, from the idea where the sun comes out, and his success does not come from the west, nor does it come from the desert, aka the south, nor does his success come from the harim, from the mountains, aka the north. Meaning man has the illusion that his success is all his. He has traveled in every direction, north, south, east, and west, to attain his goal, but his success and victories are only an illusion, and they are temporary. It is an illusion, since in Pasuk Ches 8, ki Elokim shofet, because God judges, ze yashpil v'ze yarim. When one least expects it, one man will be lowered and the other will be raised up. Fortunes can change in an instant. Rishaim will be punished. Scoffers will end up being the victims of others' insults. Hypocrites will bear the shame of their indiscretions. This pasuk, and indeed, as we have said, several other psukim in this parak, is very reminiscent of Tefilas Chana. Here is just one example. Mashpil af merameim, where Chana speaks of the changing fortunes of men. Pasuk Tes 9. And this continues along the same theme. When will fortunes change? How will that manifest itself? Kikos biyad Hashem. Because the cup of punishment, is in God's hand. V'yayin chamar malei mesech. And in that cup is strong wine, a wine that is poisonous, measured out perfectly, says Rav Hirsch. V'yager mizeh, and he pours out the wine from that cup, the wine that is spoiled and full of poison, the poison that the Jews drank from and suffered from, but that poison and pain is now going to be given, is going to be taken from the Am Yisrael and given to the enemies. That poison and pain is given to the enemies at different times. But rest assured, Ach Shemareha Yimtzu Yishtu Kol Rishay Eretz. The last part, the dregs, the most intensely vile of that wine that is at the bottom, the dregs, the most poisonous part will be reserved for the wicked. We can say that the wicked drink a cup of wine that looks satisfying and appealing, but that wine will turn into something poisonous as a result of their evil ways. You know, this pasuk really hit home as I am recording this, because I'm just listening and looking at the accounts of the multiple terrorist attacks that occurred in Eretz Israel over the past couple of weeks, the latest, a ramming attack killing a young man as well as two young boys. In Yerushalayim. There was a cartoon that was spread around by Hamas with a family celebrating the death of the Jews by depicting the head of a Jew on top of a food delicacy, the family eagerly about to dig into the food. This is a coast, the coast that looks appealing, a celebration of evil committed against the Jew, where the world looks on and hesitates to call a spade a spade. But at the end of the day, we need to believe that justice will be served. Hashem will turn their own poison, their own evil against themselves. And Asaf continues in Pasuk Yud 10, Va'ani agid la'olam, va'azamra le'lokei Yaakov. I will tell these truths to the world. I will sing about the truths of the God of Yaakov, the name Yaakov being used here to signify the Golos Jew. I will sing and publicize these truths through this mizmar. And when I contemplate and really allow these truths to penetrate, I believe with every fiber that God will judge the world fairly during the process of Kibbutz Golios. And now Asaf is singing in Hashem's voice, as if Hashem is responding to our pleas that the enemies find justice. And Hashem is responding to our tenacity of faith, our belief that God will mete out justice. And Hashem declares, yes, indeed, V'chol karnei rishaim agadeya teromamna karnos tzadik. In the process of the final redemption, I, God, will cut down the horns of the wicked and elevate the horns of the righteous. The horns, as we have been stating, can represent haughtiness, wickedness. However we take that horn, we transform from the horn of wickedness into the horn of righteousness. The ultimate horn of righteousness is, as Chana had said, Harein Keren Mishichecha. It was a prophecy that God will ultimately raise the horn of his anointed one, the horn of David HaMelech, that would occur in her near future. And ultimately this applies to the horn of the descendant of David HaMelech, the Melech HaMashiach. Because the time of the final redemption represents the clarity where evil will be seen for what it is and righteousness will be seen for what it is. Thank you for studying together. Le'iloi Nishmas, Sonia Finkelstein, Chana Sara Bas Chaim Leib.